Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. That's Chuck Blue brings us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there to help you with your small business. Please use it to your advantage. Wear it out, and if you break it, we'll fix it and give it back to you. Have a great visit with our good friend Ray Keating. He's Chief Economist for Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org, an organization I've been telling you about since 1997. How about that? No, there is no organization that I have encouraged you to look at and to consider joining and being part of and supporting their work. No other organization. I've been doing that longer than for the Small Business Entrepreneurship Council. Ray, thanks again for hanging out with us. Ray, as I said, as the chief economist there, we're talking about the GDP numbers, the GDP languishing U.S. economy we have right now after Reagan came in 81, I guess it was, we had the 81, 83 double dip recession. When that second recession was over, 3-4 years later, we were growing at 4-5%.
Oh yeah, it was actually, you know, when you look at those numbers in that period, it was 79, and then, you know, we had it was kind of a double recession crammed into 79 to 1982, and at the end of 82, we started to come out of it, and then things really started rocking and rolling in 83, and really on till the end of that decade. And during a recovery, this is what people don't understand. When you look at average GDP growth, annual growth, and I look at the post-war period, we average about 3.4%, but during periods of recovery, economic growth and recovery, we were averaging well ahead of 4%, like 4.5%. So during this recovery, we've been averaging 2.2%. We should be in the 4-4.5% range. So we're growing at half the rate that we should be, which explains why polls show that people feel like we're still in a recession, even though we're 4 years into a recovery.
Right.
So it is a complete and utter mess. And as you pointed out, the most recent numbers under 2%. You know, over the last three quarters, average growth has been less than 1%, so it's a complete and utter mess. I find it fascinating. I have to tell you, Jim, real quick, you know, I flip on the TV finance channels and business channels, and it's, you know, they blow at the wind. You know, a bad number comes out, it's the end of the world. A good number comes back, it comes out, everything's going to be great. You know, from day to day, it's kind of amusing. But there is this group that seems to think that, you know, it's just inevitable that we're going to get back to 3-4% or even better percent growth, just because it's just a matter of time. We haven't done it in so long that we have to start doing it.
How much time do they need, right?
That's exactly right. And we don't have to do anything. When you look at the headwinds that have been set up in this economy against small business, against entrepreneurship, and against investment, it's no surprise that we are growing as poorly as we are. And growth matters. Don't let anybody, you know, somebody will say, oh, what's the difference if we grow at 2%? Or 4%. So what? What's the big deal? Well, it's all about standard of living. It's all about quality of life. It's all about income.
Right.
You know, we economists have this idea of the rule of 70. And I won't get it, but essentially if you divide 70 by the growth rate, you get the number of years it takes to double standard of living. So if you're growing at 2%, it takes 35 years. If you're growing at 4%,
wow,
it takes what? 17 and a half years. So you see the difference here. You grow at 1%, you're not doubling your quality, your standard of living until 70 years. So growth matters. This is what generates jobs and incomes for all of us.
Well, and you know, one of the things that's in the news right lately, and President Obama's talking about it, is the disparity between regular folks and the rich folks. Well, the thing is, though, is the answer to that is not to bring the rich folks down. The answer is to bring the regular folks up.
Oh, of course. I mean, you know, this is old
isn't
stuff.
Isn't that the essence of the two philosophies? One philosophy says these people are making too much money. We have to take it from them and give it to these other people. And the other philosophy is let's raise all boats.
Absolutely. You know, the bottom line is whether you believe free enterprise works or not, and free enterprise can lift people out of poverty. Economics tells us, history tells us, common sense tells us that's how it works. Unfortunately, politics clouds a lot of people in terms of how they think, and they can't seem to grasp the idea that economic growth happens, that job creation all happens via the private sector. So they have this class warfare mentality. It's not new. It's been around a long time. We have to punish the successful people in order to hand it over to politicians, hand those resources over to politicians, and somehow or another, the people that we elect to office, the political class is going to figure out how to help people that are in need. And I just think that's ridiculous.
If you look back on history, if you look back at all the things, if you really go right all the way back to the root of all the really ugly things that have happened, just take America, for example. You don't have to go any farther back than that, anywhere else. Look at all the stupid things that have happened. Look at all the bad things that have happened. If you go all the way back to the origin, to the nucleus, to the obum of that issue, you'll find that it was created by politics, by a politician.
Oh, absolutely. I'm a firm believer. Whenever you look at history and you see whenever the economy has really gone off the rails in a serious way, and it is always, always about something that government and politicians have done, something incredibly stupid that they did.
Because they thought they were smart enough to fix it, when the truth is they are the masters of unintended consequences. I mean, if you look up unintended consequences in the dictionary, the picture of the Capitol building is going to be there. Give us the website again, Ray, please.
SBEcouncil.org.
All right, so check it out. Also, Ray's new book is called Chuck Versus the Business World. Quick break. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.